Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Free Northern Boys podcast. I think it's episode 24. Anthony here. With me, the usual, Robert and Richard. Oh, Rich. Hello. Or for short, whatever you want to say.
Hello, gents. How are we doing?
Good. You guys okay?
No, not bad.
Very good.
Not bad at all.
We've had a good weekend of football, if you're a Liverpool fan.
Oh, yes.
Or you could say you're a Man United fan and a Chelsea fan, but it's been good. How have you guys followed the sport this weekend?
Rich, do you want to go first?
You started talking, so you can carry on.
Oh, me? All right, okay. watching it on TV, social media, the usual stuff, you know.
The easiest points to get hold of sport, I think.
Oh, it's so instant, isn't it? It's just like, I just keep following what's going on Twitter or Instagram and stuff like that. Yeah, just keep an eye out.
I'll go straight into Liverpool then. And how did you find the performance, Rich?
God, I'm going to sound really, I always sound really negative when it's me analysing Liverpool this season, to be honest. What's to say? Difficult to watch in patches, but also a little bit more uplifting in certain minutes as well. So you could see there was little bits of the game where they looked a bit more brighter, especially some players that have struggled this season. But at the same time, you can just see that there's so much that needs to be looked at during pre-season and what could be done better. But like I mentioned before, this season is a bit of a freak season in terms of how it's progressed in the sense of what's going on in the world, so it's not the same as what it usually would be. But yeah, all right, they won, so that's all that matters really now with four games left now after that fifth game yesterday, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, tidying the season up as quickly as we can.
Yeah.
Only four games left and we can have a rest. Thank God.
What did you make of him then, Rob?
Pretty similar to Rich. It was dull in parts. Oh, it was tedious, some parts of it. Same again. We scored that goal, but then we let Southampton back in the game second half.
Yeah.
And it was silly mistakes that kind of give them chances. Bar that, we pretty much lost the game. I thought they didn't really have too much of a threat going forward, considering we had the rookies in defence. You had Phillips back, obviously, and Reece Williams playing, who looked like a tall Curtis Jones with his haircut, but that's just a sidebar. But yeah, it was just, I don't know, it was just very, very dull, a dull match, and it was like going through the motions a bit, and it was typical Liverpool home game. They were defending for their lives, just sitting back, soaking up pressure, trying to hit us on the break, not looking very threatening going forward. And we had,
I thought they had the ball. I thought they kept possession better than what we did.
You reckon?
In that game. I thought they had more control.
The second half, yeah.
Well, they were best.
In the first half as well, I thought we didn't really have a lot of possession compared to what we would normally expect. I thought Southampton were quite bold with their approach towards the match.
It passed it well.
They don't have any forwards on the pitch that could score.
Well, yeah, not having Danny Ings there does affect you a lot going forward. But they had a good run, didn't they? But they've been on a slump recently and not won many games.
Well, I'll give you one. Since the last one against us at St Mary's, they lost 16 games.
16 games? Wow. 16, wow, that's bonkers.
Oh, that's in all competitions, though.
16 games?
16 games.
A lot.
Mad. Crazy. Yeah. Well, they've been on, like I say, they've been on a slump, haven't they? But without a striker like Danny Ings up front, they don't have that quality to hurt you as much.
No.
As they would do with him playing. And obviously, Minamino couldn't play because he's obviously our player, so he's not allowed to play. But again, I thought our midfield was pretty poor. Thiago had a good had a good game in parts. Fabinho was doing his regular mopping up, but
yeah,
there just didn't seem to be that spark or that something else, that bit of drive in midfield. We didn't seem to have that, which we'll probably miss when Henderson doesn't play. But watching Wijnaldum, it just looks like he's somewhere else. He just doesn't look he's that bothered. Well, I know he is, but he doesn't look like he's that bothered, or he doesn't do a lot. He just doesn't seem to be very dynamic. I might be doing him a disservice, but
I think the problem that he's had is that he's just played too much football, and they've not given him a chance to really rest. But when Anthony mentioned that he should play less games now because of his contract situation, I agree with that, because you need to start thinking about who's going to be there next season. And,
give them time. Because if it's Curtis Jones going to fill his boots, then he should play more.
And
that's my opinion.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And I agree. And plus, how's he captain? That's what winds me up.
Oh, yeah.
Surely it should be Trent or Robbo. I'd probably give it to Robertson if it was going to be anybody, or even Mo Salah. So why is he captain? Is it because Klopp sees it as desperate trying to keep him when he knows he's going? What's the point?
Matt Phillips is a bit good. Over him.
Yeah, but I think it's just because he was fourth choice, wasn't he? The last season.
Oh, is that what it was? Right.
He was fourth choice captain when the other players are out with injuries. So if Van Dijk had not been injured, he would have been first choice captain.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason, I think. But yeah, I agree with you on that, Rob. I think for the midfield was the Thiago and Wijnaldum are too similar in their approach play, and we don't really have anybody who's willing to be a natural attacker to break the defensive line from a deeper position, I think.
So yeah, there's not that.
Yeah,
there's not that thrust or dynamism, is there, like you get from, I don't know, maybe, who am I trying to think of, who plays for the other teams? Like Gundogan at Man City, or who's it, United, is it? Fernandes at United?
Yeah.
Guys like that. We don't seem to have somebody who's got that bit extra. But, well, we do, but Keita, but he can't stay fit. He had a knock again. And I don't think Klopp trusts him to stay, to have a run of games in the team, which you need. And we just miss somebody. Maybe Henderson's the miss, who should be in there, but there's something not quite there, that you miss that drive and that impetus in the middle of the park.
Did you guys agree on who our man of the match was?
Alisson, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
You agree on that?
Yeah, I would say so. I think he kept us in the game, to be honest, because Southampton had probably the best chances of the night. Easy chances, I suppose. And he almost ruined that man of the match performance with the pass he made. That could have completely changed the outlook for his performance in general. But I think everybody knew that Southampton would have chances with the defenders we've got playing. It's going to happen because two inexperienced centre-backs in the top division is going to leave you open to opportunity.
Oh, yeah. Leave anyone open,
wouldn't it? But I was actually quite surprised that Southampton weren't particularly good from set pieces, because I thought with Ward-Prowse, with his
delivery,
crosses, and the players they've got on the pitch, they're quite tall, that might have caused us problems, but they were very poor, actually.
That's one good thing, I suppose, Nat Phillips does. He's good. He always gets his head in the way, doesn't he? And his head on the ball.
He's like intercepting, isn't it, in the air? He's very good at What did you guys make of the other results? Like, for example, the City one with the missed penalty. Given penalty.
Yeah, typical VAR again, wasn't it? But I don't know what... I know Aguero was trying to be clever, but he just... That's the problem with those kind of...
You don't do that,
either. Well, it's that kind of thing happens, doesn't it? You try and be clever, and if it works, you look like a genius, but if it doesn't, you're like a prat. Simple as that. If the keeper doesn't move and it just goes straight to him, it's one of those, you're just snookered. But I thought Chelsea looked a lot better once he scored. They seemed to take the game over a bit, and their midfield with Kante in there and guys like that. And Havertz seems to be playing a lot better than he was earlier on in the season. They look more dangerous as a side. I thought they deserved it in the end.
Yeah. I think it makes the Champions League final interesting for a neutral and all of your fantasy in Chelsea. It makes it a bit more competitive. Now, Chelsea, I think, have done City over twice, have they?
Well, yeah, and I don't think Tuchel's lost a game, has he, against Man City so far?
No. And it kind of makes Chelsea, I think, favourites for the FA Cup against Leicester as well. So that could be a really successful season for Chelsea Football Club, couldn't it? So.
Well, considering where they were when Lampard got sacked, just shows you.
Yeah.
I think
it just shows they've got a good manager.
Mm. Yeah.
That what they needed, really. A manager that could come in and actually know how to use the players and
got a good squad.
Fit them into the right system that they could get the strength out of all the players.
You're right, though, Richard. I think it shows with this Tuchel coming in and having the experience that he had, far more experience than Lampard as a manager. And look at Mason Mount, he was performing with Lampard, but he's gone to another level, hasn't he?
Yeah, it's a difference.
And it shows you. Right, going to the league table, obviously, City obviously won the league. They have to proper mess it up if they don't. United win every game. But how do you see from third place to seventh? Who would you pick in them positions?
Do you want me to go first, Rich? Oh.
I think Chelsea got third.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they're set in the third place now. I think is the confidence they're gaining from these games that they won. I think that'll keep them there now. And then, I don't know, Leicester and West Ham tried to be proving everything they can to just not want to be in that fourth position. They just want to give it away to whoever wants it, really, I suppose. But Tottenham are the same too. They seem as though they're not interested in taking the option as well. So, I don't know. My heart says Liverpool might take the fourth, but then my head's saying, well, they still got to go away to Manchester United and they still got to go away to Burnley.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, well, yeah, they could still let it slip. But then at the same time, Leicester's running the three games they've got left are all against teams that they don't really want to play.
Well, yeah, they've got Manchester United, haven't they, on Tuesday night. Then they've got the cup final is the weekend. And then they've got to play Chelsea again. So they play them in the cup and then they play them in the league in midweek, I think. And then, obviously, the last game of the season, they've got Spurs at home. So they've got four games in the next, couple of weeks, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they've got to play Tuesday night, Saturday in the Cup, midweek again against Chelsea. So they're playing Chelsea twice. And then they've got, obviously, Tottenham. So it's not easy.
I think it could come down to the last game of the season.
I think it will as well.
Spurs could be the ones that if Leicester, I wouldn't put it surprise me if Spurs get beat by Leicester in the last game of the season, and then it all depends on what we do in that last match. Well, but again, it could be all before then.
Well, yeah,
it's just really hard to tell, isn't it?
Go on.
Me, what do I think? I think Leicester will just nick it. I really want to say we've got a chance, but this United game, massive. I think it's bigger than, God knows. I think it's because it's got so much at stake trying to keep a hand or a finger on fourth place, closing the gap. If we don't beat United, then say, yeah, Leicester have got it. But if we beat United, it might get a bit of momentum, and then if Leicester are focusing on the FA Cup final, because that's massive for Leicester City Football Club. If they win that against Chelsea, then, and they've got a really good chance, because on the day, Leicester could turn any team in the Premier League over. Mm. So, but I want to say us, but I just think Leicester will just get the right amount of points and we will win.
I'm looking at that Manchester United game they've got, though, before the FA Cup final. I'm just thinking they might might lose that one because I think it's at Old Trafford, isn't it?
Yeah, it's at Old Trafford. Yeah.
Plus, so that could be a tough one for them.
It all depends what kind of team Man United put out in it. Will they rest players for that game because they're playing us on Thursday night? I don't know.
They might.
Yeah, but I think they'll still be interested in winning as many games as they can. But just there as well, Maguire's an injury doubt now. He's picked up an injury for
And they could rest him against Leicester and then they could be fit players.
Yeah, that doesn't worry me too much. But I mean, from United's perspective, defensive wise, then it's a little bit of loss.
Yeah. Right.
But for me, sorry to just finish off. For me, we've got to win all four games to do it, and I just cannot.
I just cannot
see us winning all four games because there's bound to be a slip up somewhere. Although we haven't, I think we're unbeaten in the league for a good few matches now, at least three, I think, maybe four. So, but I just can't see us winning four games on the bounce.
So all these sports channels are saying, well, Liverpool got the easiest run. I'm like, that's a bit unfair to all the teams that are involved in it, really, because, you know, it's not easy going away to Burnley.
Well, didn't we lose to them, Burnley? We lost to Burnley at Anfield. We drew with West Brom at Anfield. And we never do great against Crystal Palace at home. They're usually our bogey team, so, and we never win at Old Trafford. We've not won at Old Trafford for 10 years, is it? Or maybe not 10 years, maybe six. We never do that well in the league at Old Trafford.
I think the only thing they've got that could be good for us is that we got something still to play for. Mm. Whereas all the other teams that we're playing against now,
West Brom,
might say they're still pushing for the title, but City only need to win one more game and they've won the league anyway.
I got the Europa League as well.
And West Brom are down. Well, could be a down pretty much, aren't they, if they lose tonight?
Yeah, West Brom look like they're relegated tonight, losing 2-0 against currently.
I thought they were already relegated.
No, they're down tonight.
Yeah. Wasn't it West Brom, Fulham, and Sheffield United were already relegated?
No. West Brom lose tonight, they're down. They'd be 10 points and they have 3 games left.
I think Fulham to Southampton's 10 points as well, though.
No, they're 9, but they've got games in hand over Fulham. So I think Fulham have to win all their games, and then the other teams have to lose all their games, which it won't happen. So, pretty much
West Brom and Fulham are going down by the looks of it.
Yeah. Right, so we'll move away from football. That's all right, guys. Is there any sports you want to chat about, Rob?
Well, we could go a bit off football before we finish. I've got the Major League Soccer results from this week, so we'll just finish on this. So, Chicago Fire lost to the Philadelphia Union, I believe they're called, 2-0. These are the Saturday's results. New York Red Bulls won 2-0 against Toronto FC. Columbus Crew won 3-1 against DC United. That's the Columbus Crew's first win of the season. And they were the MLS Cup champions last year. Nashville beat New England Revolution 2-0. The Vancouver Whitecaps beat the Montreal team 2-0. Dallas won, Houston won. Orlando City won, New York City won. And the LA Galaxy won 2-1 against LAFC. The winner was scored by Chicharito. Obviously, he's played for Man United, Mexican player. And today's results so far, Miami FC, owned by Mr. Beckham, they drew 1-1 with Atlanta. Colorado beat Minnesota 3-2. Portland have just kicked off playing Seattle at the moment. It's 0-0 currently. I've got it on live on TV. And the last game tonight's Sporting Kansas City against Atlanta against Austin FC. So they're the results so far this week for the MLS.
Cool.
Just thought I'd keep us in touch with that. Yeah, yeah. Formula One, Spanish Grand Prix today, round 4. Lewis Hamilton won again.
Wow, cool.
Just beat Verstappen by 0.15th of a second, I believe, or 15 seconds. Point, I think it's 0.15 of a second. Bottas was third. Leclerc in the Ferrari was fourth. Perez in the other Red Bull was fifth. And Daniel Ricciardo in McLaren was sixth. So, Drivers' Championship after four rounds. Hamilton's first, 95 points. Verstappen's second on 80. Bottas is third on 47. Lando Norris, British guys, fourth on 41 for McLaren. And Charles Leclerc for Ferrari's fifth. So it's looking like a two-horse race between Hamilton and Verstappen at the moment.
Yeah.
It's very tight. They've run each other close in each race so far. Hamilton's up three races, wins to one. He's won, I believe Hamilton's won, is it 98 races now, which is a record. And he's got 100 poles, which is also a record. So, yeah, it's looking like a ding-dong battle between Hamilton of Mercedes and Verstappen of Red Bull at the moment. In the Constructors' Championship, Mercedes obviously top, 141 points. Red Bull second with 112. McLaren third, 65. Ferrari a fourth in 60. And fifth at Alpine, which 15, which used to be Renault. It's still Renault, yeah. But it's still Renault, but they're called Alpine now. So another Renault brand, I believe. So they've changed the name to Alpine. But yeah, so that's Formula One for this weekend, round four, cool. In Spain, in Barcelona.
Nice. It is closer, isn't it? It's a bit closer this year.
It's going to be, I think, because there's been a few real changes, and I know Red Bull and Mercedes cars are pretty similar. There's not massive difference between the two. It's just really who's going to be the better racer in Hamilton and Verstappen, really.
Yeah.
I know, I believe from 2022 season, there's going to be like more rule changes to try and make it fairer, so each car's a lot closer than each other. So it's going to make it even closer, hopefully, in the Drivers' Championship, and make it more interesting. So it's not just Mercedes and Red Bull all the time, one and two. But yeah, the other news I had this week was just a bit of NHL. The Maple Leafs defeated Montreal 3-2 last night, so they're their first division title since 2000. So they've won the North Division. And the baseball today, every game on MLB TV is free. All the games are free today due to being Mother's Day in America and Canada. So if you want to watch a game today, stick on the Major League MLB TV and you get them free. So
cool. Sounds
nice. Yeah, so that was it for me today. Well, free games, baseball games, it's all good. All good. So yeah, I'm just watching Seattle and Portland now, so I'll keep you updated if anything happens. And that's me this week.
Yeah, I'll mention the boxing quickly and I'll move on to NBA, that's all right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you had Katie Taylor, obviously last week. She won and still unified, I think, champion. She beat Natasha Jonas. It was a close fight, but I think she did enough and showed her how good she is. And then, obviously, you had Billy Joe Saunders versus Canelo
last night, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Joe Saunders apparently boxed really well, caused him problems. And then, obviously, he was trying to... meet Canelo head on when maybe some people say should have boxed a bit more at distance, but it's hard to do when you're playing someone like Canelo. He's like, when he retired, he's probably going to be up there with like Mayweather's, the Hagglers, you know, he's going to be up there with the greatest ever. And he caught Billy Joe Saunders with a really powerful shot and broke his eye socket.
Wow.
You even see his cheek underneath his eye was slightly caved, and he called the fight off in the eighth. The trainers pulled him out. But apparently he was close, so which is good for the Joe Saunders. Obviously not in the end, because he got...
Yeah, was this his first defeat?
Yeah, and against Canelo.
Yeah, it is what it is, isn't it?
Pound for pound. for them weight classes he's unified. Super middleweight, he's probably going to go down as one of the best. So ever for that weight, those weights. So you can't really say anything bad really for Billy Joe Saunders. But going on to the NBA, I wanted to mention first was Russell Westbrook. He's equaled Oscar Robinson's total triple-doubles. So he's got 181 career triple-doubles, Russell Westbrook now, and he's at the top of the tree with Oscar Robinson.
Wow.
And that's already, and he's got, a good number of years left in him yet. So he's going to break that record quite easily. And he's going to set the very high for anyone to catch it, I think.
Yeah, certainly looks that way.
So even though he's not won a championship ring yet, he'll probably be one of an NBA great as an individual. He's done a lot. And I think he's right saying that no one's quite like him in the NBA at the moment.
One of the last ever Seattle Supersonic draft picks back in the day.
Yeah,
I think he was the last, wasn't he? Or one of the last first round picks.
Last. But currently, Miami beating Boston Celtics 106-107. It might not end that way though, Rich.
I think it will. They've been behind at one point 20 points.
Well, do you know they're only behind now by 9 points?
Nah, it's not. No, I'll be very, very surprised if they turn it around.
Be close, I think. But I think
they lost to the Bulls quite easily the other night, so I think Miami Heat is a little bit more difficult than the Chicago Bulls at the moment. No disrespect.
No, you're right.
Yeah, completely.
Well, I think the Bulls are the Celtics' bogey team this year. It seems to be.
Yeah, they won all three, haven't they?
Yeah, and Daniel Tease has seemed to, when he plays Boston, like he seems to be on fire for him.
It does.
Well, I actually think the player that the Bulls game now is not the same player that was playing for the Boston Celtics.
No, he's not. Completely different player.
But I think it's probably down to the coaching. It's probably changed, helped maybe mend the scenery as well, maybe. But he's not. He never did that what he's doing now with the Bulls. One iota of it. I mean, he's hitting three pointers. Okay, did it once or twice, but his rebounding and his post up plays. It seems like his spring's better as well. Seems like he's getting more height on his jumps.
He's been playing a bit more recently. Well, he's playing more recently because Vukovic was out for a bit. But I think he's just points, rebounds per minute. He's very good.
I think he's on 15. He averages now about 15 points a game for the Bulls at present time, which is amazing, really. But no disrespect to the Bulls again, I'm going to say it, but I think leaving the pressures of the Celtics and then going to Chicago has probably made a difference.
Probably took a bit of ease the pressure so he can play without worrying about things, and that probably helped him on it.
Because you can see the players that are still at the Celtics, they're really weird, up and down. Yeah. Like the big players are still playing pretty well. But you've got like Kemba Walker, who's so in and out. When he's playing really well, then the whole team plays really well. But then, I don't know, there's something really wrong there.
Maybe they need to trade, Rich, do a trade. Kemba Walker for Russell Westbrook, maybe.
Yeah, but you'd have to give up more than Kemba Walker.
Kemba Walker.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Because, I mean, you've got a guy there who's 30 years of age, getting towards the end of his career, I would say. Suffer from bad injuries, and swapping him for a player that's 26 and up on the high, going to his peak. You need to give up probably Jaylen Brown as well in that trade, I would imagine, and a few others just to get him. So Jaylen Brown's been playing well recently as well. He got 40 get points in one game, and you got Jason Tatum at 50 points. So
He had bad game calls and he's on the poor game tonight apparently, but he's been like that as well. He has been like that as well. There was one game I watched, and he only hit four points all game,
I think it was, and he wasn't good, but he said that he's been suffering with his fitness because of
COVID.
So he's quite long.
Guy who interests me when I saw against the Bulls, and I saw him again previous, was that Aaron Naismith.
Yeah, rookie from Big
Island. Yeah, well, he didn't play much. He was kind of like not really seen really in the draft, was he?
No.
But he had an injury, didn't he? And the Celtics picked him up. And apparently he's recovered fully now, and he looks good playing. I think
he's doing really well. Surprised though. I think the good thing about it is quite a clever basketball player.
Yes,
the right spots, but he got one or two, like Payne Pritchard as well. It's really good first year with the Celtics, and he's come and done really well. They're actually getting, at this present time, they're actually getting the most points off the bench.
Yes,
17 points a game or something like that. So they're actually one of the highest ones.
That helps.
That helps, but you can still see the lacking. I've not been a Celtics fan for that long, but I think a lot of Celtic fans who've been supporting him for years are a bit of disappointed in Kemba Walker. His performances since he got the contract, so you know, maybe that's one player that whether they get rid of him, I don't know.
Is he flattered to deceive? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I just think because of the injuries as well, he's disappointed because of the way he was before, but.
Oh yeah, brilliant.
The team he's coming into is a very hard one because you got two forwards, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and it's difficult to try and fit players around them who can help them. I think that's the problem. Maybe they have to look at getting rid of one of those two. I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah. Well, there's been a couple of battles, team battles. I think you've had Brooklyn versus Milwaukee Bucks. I think you've had two games against each other recently, and I think Milwaukee have come out on top both times. And it's been a battle between Durant and Giannis, and it's been really good to watch. They're both kind of a bit if they're on the form and they're at the best, they can't defend against them, and I think it showed that. In those games, it's been. I've really enjoyed this season more than any for a while. I don't know. Being a Chicago Bulls fan, we had an interest in the trades recently, and the new coach has helped. But even all around throughout the league,
I didn't realise that we've still got a chance again in the play-in. I didn't realise that.
Yeah, but
we've pretty much got to win all our games. I just can't see it happening. We're three games away. Indiana and Washington are above us. We're three games in front. And you look at like Westbrook and Bradley Beal, and then you've got Paul George. Is it Indiana, isn't it?
Is it Indiana now? I've completely forgotten. I don't know, actually.
I
still only remember Reggie Miller.
The bonus, yeah. But they lost yesterday as well to Washington.
You've got Justin Holiday and Miles Turner. I just think they've got a bit too much.
Shows you what I know. Only paces I remember is Reggie Miller.
Yeah.
that's a while ago. But it's like 20-odd years ago, isn't it?
To actually look at, really, is the Lakers.
Oh, I know. They're
falling. Might be going into the play-ins.
Yeah. That LeBron won't like that.
I think they're in the playing position because of Miami winning.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Yeah, the seventh. In the last 10 games, they've only won two. Anthony Davis did his ankle in again, didn't he? Or sprained
it? Yeah, walked out of the game, that last game.
Game before that, he didn't really have a great game.
I watched that one. He wasn't that bad, actually, Anthony. But
was he not?
No, he wasn't that bad. But again, he needs time to find his feet. But
he does, yeah, completely.
They're not playing that bad, I don't think. But I think the problem he's got is just because of LeBron James has so much of an impact. They haven't really got anybody that runs with pace through to get them, you know, get layups or things like that, where he's very good at that. But
well, who else have they got from them two? By them two, is it LaMelo Ball?
They got
Drummond,
that's it.
Drummond, yeah. Drummond's been alright. But again, they haven't really got anybody who's quick and strong getting in to the paint.
No.
But again, with injuries.
That Schroeder's not too bad. He's a guard. He's only small compared. But you're right, the other forward, they've got that Kuzma, is he? What's his name?
Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
He's all right. He's a bit young, though, still.
Yes, for me.
But that's the problem they've got. And the player is 36 and still probably one of the best.
Mm.
And then the rest are, like, good, but they've still got time to develop.
Yeah. Well, they've lost. The games they've lost against recently is Portland, Clippers. They beat Denver. They lost to Toronto, which is a surprise.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Sacramento.
Yeah. Mm.
So they have lost some really, really bad games.
Sacramento are strange, though, because they can be very, very good one game and beat anybody, and then the next game they go back to their normal selves.
I think you can possibly rule out Lakers for the championship. Sorry, any Lakers fans.
I'll still go for the New York Knicks. I'm still picking him.
They weren't very good the other night.
Two in a row.
Since I picked them, they've not been very good. They've been up and down. I've jinxed them. Sorry, Knicks fans, I've jinxed you since I picked you for the NBA title.
You could pick anyone from 76ers, Nets, Bucks, Suns, Utah, and Clippers. I think you pick any of them. It's going to be really good to watch.
Playoffs are going to be exciting.
Yeah, be interesting to see what the
conference,
looking forward to the playoffs.
The conference finals could be more competitive than the finals.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
It's going to be exciting. I know that. When do the playoffs start? Is it soon?
Yeah.
Oh, weeks left. 2 weeks to go, isn't it? I think.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Well,
the playoffs.
Yeah, there's not many games.
Oh, the play-ins, should I say? We have to remember that.
But no. Yeah, that's me really for.
The other one I had was a little bit, the NFL draft was obviously last week. Didn't really go in depth into it too much. The number one pick was Trevor Lawrence, a QB for the Jags. But yeah, it was a lot of quarterbacks taken in the first round, which is no surprise. I know the Bears traded up to get a quarterback, Justin Fields. I don't know, your team and the Vikings, I can't remember who they actually got in. Not sure.
I missed it, you know. Yeah. I completely forgot. It passed me by.
Well, the Seahawks, my team, only picked in round two because he gave up a few of the draft picks to sign Jamal Adams last year. So I think our first pick was a wide receiver. Was our first pick in the second round. Right. I think we picked a cornerback or a linebacker in one of the other rounds, round three, maybe round four. And we picked up offensive lineman as well. So we only had like three picks, I think, in the draft altogether. Oh, there you go, Celtics losing 127-119. Rich has just put up. But yeah, so that was pretty much it.
Vikings picked Christian Dariusaw.
Right.
Yeah, that's who the main pick was.
Well, yeah, like I say, the big picks were QBs. It was. Like they say, the Jaguars got the new franchise quarterback at number one. I think the Patriots picked a quarterback quite high up. So did the, obviously, the 49ers picked a high up quarterback, as well as the Bears. So it was a big quarterback-led league. So they were the real main picks. I think there was a tight end got picked quite high as well by the, I think it was the Lions. But yeah. So yeah, I just wanted to add that for the draft. That was all really.
No, good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got some up here. It's called the playoff picture.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For the NBA.
Okay.
As it stands right now, the play-in matches would be in the Western: Grizzlies against Spurs. And the Lakers against the Warriors.
Yeah.
In the Eastern, it would be Washington against Indiana. And Celtics against the Hornets. The winner of the play-ins on the Western side, the winner of 9 out of 9 or 10, which is as Grizzlies and Spurs, would then play Utah. And then the winner of the play-in with the Lakers and the Golden State would play the Phoenix Suns.
Could you imagine
those two going out already?
Wow. My favourite Golden State over Lakers, just where Steph Curry's playing, he's just absolutely unreal. I've never seen anything like it since Michael Jordan, really, for this season. Obviously, Jordan did it consistently and overplayed
now. In the Eastern Conference, the winner of between Washington and the Indiana Pacers would play the 76ers. So that would be a good night to one of those two, I think.
I know. I think if Washington get through and they beat Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook, they've got a chance against anybody. Bradley Beal's numbers and Russell Westbrook triple-double is at the moment matching anybody in the league.
And if the Celtics beat the Hornets, then they're going out to Brooklyn. Who is the second in the Eastern Conference. The other matches in the playoffs are Denver against Dallas as it stands. That'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's in the Western. LA against Portland.
I'll be all right. I'll be good.
In the Eastern, it'd be the Knicks against the Hawks. Bit of a weird one.
Knicks.
Yeah, it should be. And obviously, Bucks versus the Heat.
Interesting.
If Middleton and Giannis is actually on fire. But you've got Adebayo there for Heat. If he's on his day, he's decent.
You've still got top class. Jimmy Butler, haven't you?
And we've got Jimmy Butler as well.
Yeah, he's still a class.
I think Dallas, like Arab said one time, could be the black dark horses in this one as well.
Oh, yeah. Doncic, you've got Doncic.
Yeah.
Porzingis, is it? Porzingis. They're dangerous. They are dangerous, Dallas. Yeah. Got to give them
that. He just seems to turn up at the right time in those type of big games. So, but it's whether they can do it with 7 games, that's the thing.
Well, yeah.
You take him out of the game.
Well, that's the thing, Anthony. It's really hard to take out of the game.
I haven't seen a team
really find a way to stop him. He could, Dallas could lose, but he could still pick up like 30 points.
He's still explosive, isn't he? Any time. Yeah. He's hard to stop.
He's one of the best point guards in the league.
Mm. And I think that's the reason why they're in the playoffs as well.
Completely.
That's mad as well.
If you know that team, they won't get in the playoffs. That's my opinion.
Oh, I signed Luka Doncic on NBA 2K, so I'm happy.
Yeah, he's amazing.
I got him.
He's exciting to watch. He's going to be one of the best, greatest ever NBA players, I think.
Oh, God. He's only young, and he's only, what, 22, is he? 20?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Played in the Real Madrid side at 16.
Mm. There you go.
He was MVP as well in them games.
Really?
Yeah, no, he's... He doesn't look the most athletic point guard. And he doesn't look the quickest. But, yeah, he's like... He just makes it look so easy.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
I think I'd put him in the same kind of bracket as Kyrie Irving for like a natural kind of player, a basketball player. Mm. People can do unpredictable things with the ball.
They can, but, okay, you go wind it back a few years, Irving won a championship, but he wasn't this good.
When he was in Boston?
All in years ago, when he came into the league, I think, like you said, Doncic will be one of the greats, and he'll surpass Irving. He's very good, Irving, at the moment. It's for his age and what he's doing. He's kind of like proving everybody wrong, and he's a champion. But
who did he win with? Cleveland, was it?
Cleveland.
Did he win one with Boston, or was he just Cleveland?
Cleveland, yeah. When
LeBron came back, he won it with Cleveland, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. He was with Celtics, but he wasn't there very long.
Yeah, what happened with that, Rich?
They didn't win it with the Celtics, because the last time the Celtics won it was
Garnett. wasn't it Garnett?
Pierce.
Pierce. Jack, was it?
No, Garnett, Pierce and...
No. It was Kevin Garnett.
Pierce and Ray Allen, right? Yeah.
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 And those players, Jay Pierce as well.
The heavy days. Shaquille O'Neal won it with
Miami.
Yeah, Wade in Miami, yeah.
He's been some team Shaq, though. He was at the Celtics for a bit, wasn't he?
I think he won it four, didn't he?
Well, he won it with the Lakers.
Once with Miami.
Yeah.
And Kobe Bryant won it five times with LA, didn't he?
Yeah.
Because he won one more, and he always said that he won one more than Shaq.
Yeah, because Shaq had that. Well, he got to finals with Orlando, didn't he, when he was younger, but they lost to Chicago, was it? Or
no, was they it? Knocked Chicago out.
Oh, did they? Oh, yeah, they did.
Was it Phoenix?
No, it was Houston Rockets.
Oh, the Rockets, that was it. Yeah.
Won it back-to-back with Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, when Michael Jordan was playing baseball.
Was that when Dominique Wilkins was playing, or was that after that?
He was at Atlanta, Dominique Wilkins, wasn't he?
Oh, yeah, it was, sorry. Yeah. It was Clyde Drexler.
Clyde the
Drexler
Glide.
And Olajuwon.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Clyde the Glide.
Yes.
Classic player he was. That's another guy who
they
made it.
They wanted Jordan to play.
Oh, no. They only won it because Jordan left and they had Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler. That was it.
He was scoring champion, Olajuwon, I think, and rebound champion, and Michael Jordan winning the league. So he's like, yeah.
Yeah, well, we know why he won it. Jordan was too busy going playing baseball for some weird reason.
It's not NBA, it's not the same when Michael Jordan goes playing baseball.
Well, it gives everybody else a chance, doesn't it? Yeah. Simple as that.
Okay, guys, is that a wrap then?
I'm done for this week. Yeah, just the Seattle Portland game still 0-0 after half an hour. So there you go. And weirdly, I've just seen.
A good game tonight is Clippers vs New York. Yeah.
I've weirdly seen Brad Smith playing for Seattle at left back. So there you go.
No way.
Yeah. Bit shorter hair than he used to have. But yeah, Brad Smith, just noticed it. I think he's playing wing back. I think he's playing left wing back. But yeah, it's 0-0 currently in Portland.
Celtics lost, but it was not as bad as it was at the time before. 124. So they must have had a late surge. But...
I think they won the last quarter. I think. Yeah.
Somewhere to hold you at home, Rich.
Two losses in a row. No, three. Is it three in a row? Might be three in a row.
I think it is.
Definitely two.
All right, guys. Well, thanks again for this week.
No problem.
It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Thanks for everyone who's listened and follow us on social media, Free Northern Boys Podcast on Instagram, and we're on all
major podcast
platforms.
And
find us.
Just a heads up, there may well be an FA Cup final preview special this week. I'm going to be getting a Leicester City fan on, hopefully at the end of the week, to preview the cup final. Okay. Fingers crossed.
That's good.
So expect an extra podcast.
Nice. Alright, take it easy, guys.
You too.
Good night.
Have a good week.
See ya.
Bye, guys.